Grace to you and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. So in our gospel reading this morning, Jesus is traveling from one place to another. It really doesn't matter where or why. What's important is that they stop and take a rest in this little village, which happens to be home to these two sisters, Martha and Mary. Now, we, the readers, know that Martha and Mary are already familiar with Jesus. We know this because we've read John's gospel, because Martha and Mary are sisters to a guy named Lazarus. Lazarus is the one at whose tomb Jesus wept. He then went on to raise him from the dead. But they are apparently so well known to each other that Lazarus's death moved Jesus to tears. We don't get that in Luke's gospel. We don't get any of that backstory, but it's good to know because it helps us understand a little bit of what's going on in Luke's story. They stop in town, Martha sees them, invites them in, and because she is the host, she busies herself preparing the refreshments. Her sister Mary, meanwhile, sits herself down by Jesus' feet to listen intently while Jesus teaches and talks. What we don't necessarily pick up on is that in that culture, in first century Palestine, when you invite someone into your home, it is the responsibility of everybody in the house to work together to entertain them, to prepare the food for them, to help them relax. But that's not what's happening here. Martha is the one doing all of the work. Mary is the one who's sitting on her duff just listening to what Jesus is saying. Now, that's a little bit strange because, that's something else that we don't pick up on. Most times that I've heard this message preached, or when I myself have preached it, all too often we focus on Martha's faux pas, right? Martha is the host. She's ticked off at her sister Mary because Mary's not helping off. But rather than going to Mary and asking Mary to get up and come help, who does Martha complain to? She complains to Jesus. She apparently has that good enough of a relationship with him that she sees Jesus as being the brother here, not the rabbi, not some guy that she's never met before, but she feels comfortable enough to go to Jesus and say, "Jesus, Martha's just sitting here. Would you please tell her to get it in gear?" What's Mary doing? Verse 39, Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what Jesus was saying. Mary wants to learn more about what Jesus is teaching. She wants to better understand that message. And this is another thing that all too often we in the 21st century overlook, because it's not a big thing to us, but in the first century, a woman was presenting herself as wanting to be a disciple of Jesus. She's got the wrong plumbing. She's not supposed to be doing that. More importantly, Jesus apparently doesn't have a problem with Mary wanting to be a disciple. Now, that's not to say that Martha didn't want to learn more about Jesus' message. That's not to say that Martha didn't want to deepen her faith. But Martha is serving Jesus. She is getting to know Jesus better, literally and figuratively, not only by making the meal for him, but in the act of doing, she's getting to know Jesus better. What we often miss from our present-day perspective is this cutting-edge theological position where a woman wants to be a disciple, wants to be the one who learns, wants to be the one who deepens her faith, and that Jesus is just fine with that concept. But it also strikes me here that throughout our lives, there are different ways that we get to know Jesus. And we serve God in different ways at different points throughout our lives. There's nothing wrong with either Martha or Mary's approach here. Some of us are more like Martha. We're better at doing, right? We just, in June, we just had that whole crew that went up to Maine to help with the Seacoast Mission, where they worked together, among other things, to build a wheelchair ramp access for some folks who weren't able to afford that. Just last week, our YG got back from being down in North Carolina for a week to help clean up storm-ravaged areas. How many of you here, you don't have to show me your hands, but how many of you here worked with Amy Koch at the VBS program a couple of weeks ago or helped with the Mardi Gras fundraiser? Excuse me. With the Mardi Gras fundraiser. Or right now, we've got 14 people down in Guatemala. They're hopefully right now they're at the airport getting ready to come back. Excuse me, but we've got 14 people who spent a week in Guatemala helping to teach the kids there to share God's love with them. And I haven't even mentioned, you know, the sewing group, the prayer shawl ministry, property team, fellowship, social ministry, intercessory prayer, and you know, I don't know, the other 250,000 little groups that we have here at Trinity who all do all kinds of really good ministry that most of us don't even know about. And all of those are valid ways of serving Christ and of deepening our own faith. Some of us, though, are more like Mary. We're better at those quiet times. We're better at learning. We serve by learning so that we can then share that knowledge with others around us. We're better at the Sunday morning classes or the Wednesday Connect program. During the school year, we've got Tuesday morning men's Bible study, Thursday lead pastor's Bible study, Wednesday morning women's Bible study. There's whole bunch of education experiences that you'll find listed in the Trinity Today or in the newsletter or on the website. You have to read those to find out about them, though, but they're there. The point that I'm trying to make is that all of us get to know Jesus in different ways at different times in our life. There is not necessarily only one right way that we ever get to know Jesus. We get to know Jesus when we do, when we serve. We also get to know Jesus when we sit and listen and learn. I was actually able to spend some time with my spouse last evening. There's a wild concept. She's down at Camp Nawakwa all summer. She literally lives there all summer long. But as we were talking about this text, she made a comment that so much of her time as the camp director, full-time year-round camp director at Nawakwa, is to help people find that quiet time to sit and in prayer and meditation and strive to know God that way. Now, she herself is running around going nuts with all of the programs that they are providing for the people to come to camp to find that quiet time. They're both valid things. So, sisters and brothers, what I encourage you, what I'm asking of you today, right now, Not how you used to do things, not how you think you're going to do things, but right now, look at your life. Determine how, right now, you can best get to know Christ by doing or by listening. And then, please, whichever it is, go and do it. Amen.